For you. So I'm going to break my visit with you up into two principal categories. The first, I'm going to highlight two areas where there has been, you know, a tiny bit of guidance or movement. And then I'm going to spend the rest of my time on harmless error in the erroneous admission of evidence. And part of the reason that I've picked it is because I think as appellate practitioners, most people believe that's an error that you're just going to put at the very back of your brief. Evidentiary error is never the subject of reversal, and so it's just not very interesting. I don't find that to be, I don't share that point of view, and so I'm going to spend some time with it and try to really work through, tease out some of the reasons for that. But first, I want to start with a case that's in the paper. I give you the facts and I give you the holding, but I don't give you, again, my cynical spin on it. It is the Adame versus Lloyds case. It is the one about venue. So in this case, the plaintiff filed suit in venue A, and the defendant answered with a general denial. 2 months later, the defendant filed a motion to transfer venue in violation of the due order of pleadings rule, clear waiver. Nevertheless, the trial court entertained the defendant's motion to transfer venue and did, in fact, grant that motion, transferring venue to venue B. Now, what we all know as sort of hornbook venue law is that harmless error, it just doesn't apply in venue anymore. If you erroneously transfer venue, it's not harmless error. We also know that waiver is waiver. But what the court did in this case, using the standard of review, which is also awkward in venue cases, looked at the entire record and said, yes, the trial court did commit clear error in handling that motion to transfer venue in violation of the due order of pleadings rule.